It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A series of deadly bombings in Iraq this week underscores the conflict between Sunni tribes allied with the U.S. and the group known as al-Qaeda in Iraq. U.S. officials blame al-Qaeda for the attacks. They also say the group has suffered major setbacks. This weekend, the U.S. military released what it said was a diary kept by a leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq. That document was seized in a raid. It portrays a movement suffering from recruitment problems and losing popularity, at least in one part of Iraq. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The diary comes from a man identified as Abu Tariq, allegedly an al-Qaeda leader in one sector of Iraq. The entry released by the U.S. military was dated last October. Abu Tariq described a state of near panic in his ranks. "Many of our fighters quit," he said. "Others were killed. From almost 600 fighters in his sector, he said the number was down to 20 or less." Rear Admiral Greg Smith, the U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad, says the diary appears to be authentic. Abu Tariq's complaints, he says, coincided with a U.S. sweep against al-Qaeda fighters in the very area where Abu Tariq was based.
"It definitely corroborated with our operations and our efforts in the area. In fact, days prior to the discovery of that document, there were 8 al-Qaeda taken down just a couple days leading up to it."
If the diary is true, it raises the question of why Iraqis are turning against this al-Qaeda group. Retired Marine Colonel Gary Anderson, who has studied al-Qaeda in Iraq for the Pentagon, thinks it's because many al-Qaeda organizers use heavy-handed tactics in areas under their control.
"When they move into a neighborhood, they have a tendency to push aside the local tribal leaders and local religious leaders and impose their own standards, conduct their own judicial hearings, and hunt down, quote, traitors in the ranks and so forth, and execute them, in many cases, fairly brutally by decapitation."
In testimony on Capitol Hill last week, National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell said that brutal attacks unleashed by al-Qaeda in Iraq have tarnished its image. But McConnell also warned that al-Qaeda in Pakistan may be attracting new recruits. Admiral Smith in Baghdad says it's important to distinguish between the groups.
"The chains of command between senior leadership in Pakistan of al-Qaeda and those here in Iraq are loose at best. The rank-and-file Iraqi al-Qaeda is more nationalistic and less ideology-driven. So it's hard to say how much influence they've had in shaping what's happened here inside of Iraq."
Still, there are connections. U.S. intelligence officials say the al-Qaeda group in Iraq, like the one in Pakistan, receives some outside financing and includes foreign fighters. Brian Fishman is an al-Qaeda expert at the Combating Terrorism Center of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Captured documents, he says, show a disproportionate number of foreign fighters in Iraq coming from Libya. And someone outside seems to be coordinating the travel.
"I do think that there was some kind of organizational decision there, rather than this being an organic flow of Libyans into Iraq. And I say that because there seems to be a very established mechanism for getting Libyan individuals into Iraq. They all follow the same pathway. Many of them travel in groups."
Libyans are also playing an increasingly important role in al-Qaeda operations in the Pakistani tribal areas. Brian Fishman says one problem with al-Qaeda in Iraq may be that the outsiders have lost control.
"Local cells, local leaders are making independent decisions about targeting, about the use of various resources. That is where the organization is having a lot of problems. It's that they are having a difficult time internally coordinating their activities."
Fishman and others say that even if the problems of al-Qaeda in Iraq are unique, al-Qaeda leaders elsewhere should learn a lesson. Killing other Muslims is not a way to win favor in the Muslim world. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.